This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
It's the time of year where life is busy, and it's only going to get busier. It's not even November and December yet. But over the weekend, I was exhausted from blowing and going. It was one of those weekends where I love going to church, but I just wanted to stay in because it was, I'm afraid I'm going to fall asleep behind the wheel, kind of tired. So I pulled up an online survey, and the message was on the book of Hosea. Never ceases to amaze me how relevant this book that was written so long ago is still applicable today. You know, it's about God demonstrating his love for his people. And as someone who wants to follow him, that would be you and that would be me. He wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to demonstrate his love to other people when we feel like it, and especially when we don't. One of the points from the message that stuck out to me is that when I'm challenged by someone, I need to pray about it. I don't need to vent to anyone and everyone who's going to listen in hopes that they're going to see my side of the argument. I don't need to replay the tape over and over and just get more frustrated by it. I don't need to get on social media and play the victim. I need to start with prayer. That's what I want to be my default setting, because when it is, God brings clarity and peace, and he also brings conviction. One of the things that I realized is that in thinking that I was so right about this other person being so wrong, I realized I was in the wrong too, because I've talked about it with other people instead of talking about it with God first and then the other person in that order. That's what I would want someone to do if they were irritated with me. So I should be doing that for them. I would guess that you've got someone that's coming to mind right now too that you're trying to navigate the relationship with. So let's lift it up. Heavenly Father, it's hard work doing the work you've called us to, which is why we've got to lean on you even more when we're facing challenges. I love that you love us enough to call us to do difficult things, like loving difficult people. We can do it because you first loved us. We can do it because you want us to live in such a way that our lives look different from the rest of the world. It's often the things we don't want to do that are the best for us, Lord, and this opportunity to love a challenging person is one of them. As we look to you, shape our thoughts and words to honor you. The enemy wants us to be so focused on how the other person has wronged us that we lose sight of how you're working in and through us and can help right the situation. There are times when you call us to end a relationship so we don't enable bad behavior. But let us not act in our flesh, but in faith. And may the love of Jesus compel us to first go to our knees and seek heavenly counsel before we seek counsel from friends and family. You invite us to pray about anything and everything. As we do, Lord, we find comfort in remembering that nothing escapes your attention. You see when we're treated poorly. You see when we treat others poorly. And let us not change our behavior to mimic that of another just to get even, just because it feels good. Let us not change what you want us to do just because we're not seeing it modeled by someone else. Maybe you want to use us to open their eyes to something. So help us to be obedient. Help us to be the people who love you and your ways more than our ways. We love you, Lord. We thank you for loving us and granting us the opportunity to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.